Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I will tell you this, working on that financial freedom is a very, very good thing. It is something you need to do. You absolutely need to do it, because whatever you're doing for retirement, whatever you're doing to get out of the so-called rat race, whatever you're doing may not be as effective as it could possibly be. And I know this firsthand, because a little over 4 years ago, I was doing what I thought was correct for investing. And what I found out after I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, I had it all wrong. I had it all wrong. Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited 31 years ago in Houston, Texas, and it was originally designed to help him teach people that he knew how to do what he had done in his early 30s that got him to retirement at the age of, 33, 32. It doesn't matter how old he was. The fact is he was in his 30s when he retired. And the big problem that he had was he had bought all of his time back. So now he could do whatever he wanted to do, because he didn't have to go to the office. He didn't have to go to work. He didn't have to do any of that stuff. He was kind of bored. And here's the big issue. All of his buddies, they were still stuck in that system of working for a living. Yeah, the system you're still stuck in. The system that I finally escaped from. See, 4 years ago, I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited because I needed to change what was going on in my life. I was in a bad financial place because, I'll just give you the backstory. If you got a minute, I'll share it with you. So after 27 years of serving in the United States Army, I earned a pension. That was my retirement plan. And I had bought some real estate and I figured, oh, okay, it'll just go up in value. And, that'll plug in somehow. And then in 2014, I was retired from the Army and I went into a financial paralysis, because the pension that I was counting on only paid me one third of what I had been making when I was serving on active duty. And I figured, okay, it can't be that hard to get back in the workforce, right? I got a little bit of savings. I'm going to be okay. Well, I was 50 years of age, and trying to penetrate into that workforce, especially into a job that was commensurate with what I had been earning before I retired from the military, that was a bridge too far for me. I could not penetrate that corporate veil, so to speak. And I had to cast a wider net for jobs. It took me 10 months to finally secure a job. 10 months. And that job that I secured basically put me into cubicle hell doing work that was several pay grades below my experience level. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that the type of work that I was doing was not really fulfilling. It really wasn't, because I was used to, I was used to being, upper management, if you will. And now I'm kind of just a tactical player, just a guy, doing stuff for the boss, so to speak. And it drove me bananas. It drove me bananas sitting in cubicle hell. And my game plan was, okay, I just got to suck this up, because it at least is fulfilling the bills that I need to pay. And, I guess the game plan is I'll just work for the next 20 years until I'm 70, because I can max out Social Security. And, like everybody else in this country that gets to that point and they start taking Social Security, I'm just going to hope that it's there when it's my turn to step in line. I mean, that's literally where my life was at. So when I heard that a guy by the name of Del Walmsley basically was working crazy hours, 60 plus hours a week in the health club industry, building business systems up for people that didn't appreciate what he was doing. I kind of felt like, dude, I get that. I totally get that. And when I heard Dell talk about how he had retired himself and then started Lifestyles Unlimited so that he could teach his friends to retire themselves, so, because I never finished that story, did I? Because he wanted to get his friends out of the workforce so he could, like, hang out with his buddies. Yeah, I mean, that's really how it all came together. And Dell, I mean, he could have stopped right there, but he didn't. 31 years later, Lifestyles Unlimited is blowing and going on all cylinders. And I'll tell you what, we are not just in Houston, Texas. We are a national company now. We have members in all 50 states. We actually have members in other countries, believe it or not. And it's amazing that what Dell put together 31 years ago is helping people like me today. It's totally helping people like me today, because here was the result I got once I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I went to the Financial Freedom course. That's the course that everybody takes, because that is the foundational information. That is everything that you need to know to be a successful real estate investor, whether you're focused on single family or multifamily housing. And we don't get involved with any other kinds of commercial real estate. And there are very specific reasons why we don't do that. Housing is the bread and butter of the industry. It really is. Everybody needs it. Not everybody needs office. Not everybody needs industrial. Okay, most people need storage, it seems. But we don't do storage either. We focus on the housing industry. And we focus on providing the best product at the best price so that we attract the best people. It is a beautiful business model. And here's the result I got. 2 years after I became a member, after I changed the paradigm of how I invested and redeployed all my capital and fixed all the things that I create problems with, 2 years after that date, I achieved retirement. And I was able to step away from that cubicle hell job. And I'll tell you what, I'm not looking back. We come back from the break. I'm going to share some information with you about Terry. She was on the show yesterday. You're going to want to hear this.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange. And we bought 3 brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have 3 of her inherited properties and then 3 properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into 3, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right. Yesterday, I had an opportunity to speak with Terry Gilblair. Now, Terry is one of our operations consultants at Lifestyles Unlimited. You're saying to yourself, okay, what's that? What is an operations consultant? I didn't quite understand that yesterday. Okay, let's get into that. Operations consultants, we have several at Lifestyles Unlimited, and they are very critical to our success. They are very critical to our success. And here's why. Every one of those operations consultants, they have many, many years. I'm not trying to call them old. I'm just saying they have many, many years of experience managing not only actual apartment communities, but managing the managers that manage the apartment community. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're like 3 or 4 levels up They've been supervisors, which is like a high tier level. Okay, so we're talking about somebody that manages a group of managers, and each of those managers manages a group of managers, and then each of those managers manages the managers at apartment communities. I may have thrown an extra layer in there, but you get the idea. So Terry is one of these people that has been in every possible managerial position when it comes to operating multifamily apartment communities. And you know, I let off the show yesterday with, hey, is there anything new under the sun? I mean, I'll just quote Solomon there. And she basically said, no, I think I have seen it all. And when you have somebody like that on your team that has that kind of experience base, and you are a new investor, and you are trying to invest correctly into an apartment community, you want to go out and buy your own apartment community. One of the things those operations consultants bring to the table is it's like having the cavalry show up in a firefight. It's like all of a sudden you get all this massive raw firepower that just came out of nowhere that's allowing you to take down the objective. And that's what Terry and her team brings to the table. Yeah. I mean, they will not tell you how to do your business, but they will advise you on changes you may need to consider. They will also bring in that expertise to go over lease audits. So one of the things that you will do when you buy an apartment community is you're going to have a feasibility period. So you're going to have people come in, do inspections. You're going to have people walk through every single unit, noting deficiencies. You're going to have a lease audit. In other words, you're going to take a look at all the paperwork on all the units and find out exactly what people are paying, exactly what deals were made, so that you can qualify the financial information that was given to you by the person selling the property to you. And there are things, I will just tell you, there are things that occur in the industry. Sometimes they're intentional. Sometimes they're not intentional, but sometimes somebody selling you something may make a statement that the property performs at this level. But when you do all of your lease audits and you do all your inspections, you start to find out that maybe the story's a little bit different. How do you find those minute things? How do you zero in on those things that might be out of balance? Well, to the untrained eye, you probably won't catch him. But when you bring somebody like Terry in to the property, she knows exactly what to look for. I mean, it's like all of a sudden you just traded in your Ford Pinto for a Maserati. Yeah, and because of the experience that she brings, I mean, things just go really fast, and she can help you get everything organized. And then when you acquire that property and you're operating that property, if you have questions about certain things that maybe you don't have an experience base with, you pick up the phone and you call Terry or one of the other ops consultants and you go, let me run this by you. And they'll go, okay, got it. This is what you should do. Yeah, that's the way it works. I mean, it is like having, I just said it, it's having massive firepower on your team. The operations consultants that are part of the Lifestyles Unlimited team are just incredible. They are just incredible, and they're down-to-earth people. Now, I promised you I was going to tell you something about Terry that we didn't talk about on the show, and hopefully I'm not going to embarrass her here, but I think it's important for you to understand something. She spent a lot of years perfecting her skill sets in her trade. That's part of the reason she was able to move up the ladder as efficiently as she did, and one of the reasons why Del Walmsley sought her out to bring her onto the team, because he needed that experience base. So now Terry's a part of the Lifestyles Unlimited team, and she's advising members that are a part of the Preferred Investor Group. That's a part of our organization that deals with multifamily investing and specialized investing and things like that. It's something we make available to our members if they want to do it, but you don't have to do it. But that's part of where Terry resides is in that network of people. Terry has made a lot of money for a lot of people. A lot of it. I'm telling you, she's made people very wealthy throughout her career. But Terry, maybe like you, and definitely like me back in the day, she was trading time for money. Yeah, so even though she was making all this money for all these people, it wasn't filtering down into her paycheck. Yeah, here's your salary, that's it. Enjoy life. That's kind of the way it is. So when Terry came on board the Lifestyles Unlimited team, she brought all that expertise to the table and helped a lot of our members immediately. I mean, she was on fire to help people out. And then I think Dell kind of turned to her one day and said, "What are you investing in?" And Terry said, "Well, I'm not sure. I really don't know the ownership side. I know the operational side. I don't know the ownership side." So you know what Dell did? Dell taught her the ownership side. Yeah, he made her a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and put her through all the training. And now Terry's experience base is just massive because not only does she have all this experience from her past life, she herself is an investor in multifamily assets, not only passively with other Lifestyles Unlimited members who have made her a lot of money, but she is now making a lot of money for herself as an independent rental operator. You know, yesterday when she threw out the rent increases, I want you to understand the significance of those rent increases. She went from $711 to $990. That is a massive increase. I'm running out of time. Okay, let's do this. I'm going to hold the thought. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get into the numbers a little bit. And then I've got some feedback for you that I got to share from Steve from San Diego. You got to hear all this. Stick around.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, I'm doing the calculations for you right now, and I'll tell you, it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. Let me just share with you what Terry was able to do. And I'll be upfront and tell you, she got some amazing results off of that 12 unit property that she bought a year ago, August. I think this is her 13th month of maybe owning the property. So the game plan was this. She bought this 12 unit property. Rents were on average $711 per unit. There were 12 units. So, you know, you can do the math and figure out what the monthly rental income is. And then you can multiply that by 12, and then you can multiply that by 12 again. And that'll give you your annual income. All right. So here's the big takeaway. Terry told us yesterday that by improving that property, by renovating that property, by going in and spending some money to improve that property, to re-inject the quality that that property once had back into that property, actually probably make it even nicer than it ever was. As a result of doing that, she was able to offer each of those units every time she had one renovated and put it on the market. She was able to offer clean, functional workforce housing that met our best product at the best price criteria, which attracted the best people to do business with. So she rented all these units out to 12 different residents. Yeah, 12 different residents. Every one of those residents passed a very stringent screening criteria. Yeah, Terry has a very stringent screening criteria. As a matter of fact, I follow her stringent criteria when I lease my properties. I mean, why not, right? I mean, we share information at Lifestyles Unlimited. Why not go to the person that's got it all dialed in and say, hey, what do you do? And she goes, well, this is what I do. And then you kind of look at what you learned through the Financial Freedom Program and you realize it's no different. It's the same information. You just got to follow it. Yeah, you can't go, oh, I want to, you know, it's not like an a la carte menu where you go, well, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do, okay, I'm on that rabbit trail. Let me get back to the point I'm trying to make. By significantly increasing the rents on that property, what she was able to do was to improve the income streams on this property while controlling all of her expenses. There was no reason for any of her expenses to really go up outside of maybe a little bit of a price adjustment, you know, due to natural inflation, not like the inflation that is about ready to be unleashed in this country. I'll talk about that next week. But more importantly, she increased the income streams on a 12-unit apartment community by $40,000 a year. $40,000 a year. And you're thinking to yourself, well, why is that so darn important? Well, it has to do with the fact that by doing so, she increased the value of that property. I mean, if we said $40,000 in increased net operating income, okay, so if you don't know what NOI is or net operating income is, all it is you take all the income that the property produces, you subtract all of the expenses except for any debt that you have on the property. That doesn't go in there. That actually goes below the net operating income line. So it's income minus expenses gives you net operating income. Now, you determine value of properties based on what that net operating income does. You use that and you divide that by the prevailing capitalization rate. So what's a prevailing capitalization rate? Well, it's a cap rate for short. And really, what it is the financial markets determine, and this is like a market-driven thing, is Al just doesn't say, oh, okay, apartments are trading at 6% cap rates. No, that's not how it works. Depending on the asset, depending on the location, depending on a lot of factors, that impacts the cap rates. So Terry and I were actually talking about yesterday, what does she think the cap rate might be for that property? And she was thinking maybe that particular asset would be trading at the 6% cap rate. She says she's also seen similar properties trading at 5.5%. Why is that significant? Well, the lower the cap rate, the higher the profit. Yeah, that's the way it works. It's kind of like an inverted thing there. Sorry, didn't mean to math you out there. But by taking $40,000 of additional net operating income, and by dividing that by, let's just say a 6% cap rate, let's just go with that number. What Terry has done is she has increased the value. You heard me correctly. She has increased the value of that particular property by $670,000. You heard me correctly. $670,000. She did that in a year. Yeah, you can do it too. I'm telling you, you can do it too. We will teach you everything Terry knows. We will teach you everything I know, because everything that both of us know, Del Walmsley taught to us. It's all the same information. Yeah, it's you get the same information no matter who you talk to. That's the beauty of Lifestyles Unlimited. We're all dialed in to the same roadmap to financial freedom. It's awesome. Okay, let me take it one step further. Let's say Let's say for giggles and grins that Terry put, I don't know, let's go with an easy number. Let's go like 300,000. Let's say all in, her all in cost was 300,000. Now, I happen to know it wasn't that high. I'm just throwing a number out there. It's easy for Al to figure out. If she sold this particular property tomorrow, and she mentioned she's thinking about maybe selling it, you know, or she's also thinking about doing a cash out refinance. Either way, she's going to pull money out of this property. And the reason she's going to pull money out of this property is that so that she can deploy that capital to other assets. You heard me correctly. She could buy other assets that perform the exact same way. Well, not the exact same way, but you understand what I'm saying. So here's the beauty of it. So let's say she put $300,000 into the deal. If she sold the property, she would get her $300,000 back because that's actual equity in the deal. Okay. There's also a potential for some captured equity in the deal, which is the difference between her all-in costs and what the actual market value was before she did the rent increases. Okay. So there is some additional equity that maybe she can pick up. But here's the point. She would pull $670,000 in addition to her $300,000 out of that property. And okay, now there's going to be some selling expenses. So let's just say, giggles and grins, she only pulls $600,000 out. Yeah. Think about it. She put $300,000 into the deal 13 months ago in the middle of COVID. Okay, when everybody was scared and everybody didn't want to do anything, Terry took the bull by the horn. She put like $300,000 into that deal. Over a period of a year, she fully renovated that property, got it up to the standard that she expected it to be at. And if she sells the property tomorrow, she will have taken that $300,000 and tripled it. Yeah, because she would get $900,000 back from escrow. Yeah, that's the power of real estate. So I got to ask you, when's the last time you took $300,000 and turned it into $900,000 in a little over a year? Yeah, think about that. I want you to think about that long and hard. As a matter of fact, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to let you think about it during the break. When we come back from the break, I'm going to give you some even better news than I just shared with you. Stick around.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Okay, so I need to share with you an email that a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member sent me. His name's Steve. I talk about him on the show from time to time. As a matter of fact, earlier this week, when I was talking about all the rock songs that mention time, I mentioned Steve because I know that Steve is a massive classic rock fan. I mean, now I think I'm a massive classic rock fan. I really do. But I think Steve takes it up another notch. I really do. And what's really cool is that Steve and I met through Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah, we met through Lifestyles Unlimited, and it's kind of an interesting relationship that we've built. I mean, we've built a friendship. Let's just call it a friendship. I escaped from California. I make no bones about it. I escaped from California. Yeah, I lived there for a good portion of my life. The majority of my military assignments were in California. It's a beautiful place. It is a beautiful place. The California's got a lot going for it. But California's got a lot of things not going for it, too. And the challenge I had with California was, first of all, I didn't agree with how the state was being managed. I don't agree with the one-party political system that permeates throughout California. And when I knew that I was going to retire from the military, my wife and I, we put our heads together and we said, we can't live here. We can't live here. I mean, I told you at the beginning of the show the problem that I had trying to maintain my household when I was retired. Now, that was in Texas, where everything is a lot more affordable. If we tried to do that in California, it would have scorched us even more. Now, some people think, well, you know, if you're in California, you would have made more money. Maybe so. Maybe so. But I'd also be paying a lot more money for everything else. Because California is one of those places that is a high cost of living. Now, there are places in California that are not necessarily high cost. But they're like little tiny towns with 120 people in them. Yeah. And trust me, it's still expensive to live in a little tiny town of 120 people in California. So Tina and I, we said, we're bouncing, we're out. And when we were trying to figure out where to go, Texas showed up bright and clear on our radar. And we started doing our investigative stuff. And next thing I know, Tina's like picked out three major cities that she's interested in going to. And then when we kind of looked at weather patterns and stuff like that, we said, okay, hurricanes happen in Houston, so we're not going there. That Dallas-Fort Worth, Plano area looks really good, but it's also in Tornado Alley. We're not interested in that. So we wound up outside of San Antonio in the Texas Hill Country. What a beautiful place the Texas Hill Country is. Oh, it's awesome living out here. It's awesome. So let me get back to the concept of escaping from California. Yeah, we left. And I tell every Texan that I meet, treat me like Davy Crockett. Yeah, treat me like Davy Crockett. I am here to help. And I will put my life on the line if necessary. But I am here to help. I am not here to change your way of life. I am not here to bring stupid politics into your state. I'm not here to do that. I'm actually here to reinforce what you're doing. Because nobody was reinforcing me in California. Okay, that's kind of a tough statement. There weren't enough people in California that thought the way that I thought. And it was just something that we had to change in our life. And by making that decision, you know, we came out to Texas. Lo and behold, we were exposed to Lifestyles Unlimited. I had never been exposed to the Del Walmsley radio show before. Never. Didn't even know what it was. Started listening to the Del Walmsley radio show. Started listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited real estate investor radio show. Joined Lifestyles Unlimited. Changed my life. I am now 4 years as a member. A little over 4 years now. Retired myself 2 years ago, and I've been working on the lifestyle ever since. As a matter of fact, I live in a very beautiful home that we just purchased. I mean, we've been moving in this week, and it's been a little chaotic around here, but I'll tell you what, I finally found Mrs. Gordon her dream home. That is awesome. So let me get back to Steve, though. So when I was doing the radio show earlier in the week, and I was talking about time and everything, and I was bringing up Steve because, I mean, that guy, I think he knows the lyrics to every classic rock song. He could probably tell you what the album cover looks like. He probably can tell you what's inside the album jacket. I know you younger people don't even know about what an album is. I don't want to do that. But I referenced Steve in the show, so he fires me back an email. And I'm just going to share it with you, and I'll beg forgiveness, you know, if Steve has a problem with it, because I certainly didn't ask permission. So he says, Al, you crack me up. I just listened to your latest podcast with the classic rock theme. Such notoriety I receive. When you made the reference to Chicago and your theme was time, I knew exactly what song you were going to bring up. And see, I'm going to stop the email. I'm just telling you, this is Steve. Okay, this guy knows this stuff inside and out. Let me go back to his email. I love the reference to Alan Parsons Project and their song Time. Great tune. But I was also thinking about the great ELO album Time which is awesome. And you're right, Steve. I did not pick that album. I probably should have. But you know what I should have done is I should have just called my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member and said, hey, man, let's talk about classic rock and eat some songs. And he probably would have spit out all of these songs, and it would save me a whole bunch of time trying to go through my memory banks. Anyway, he goes on to say this. I guess I'll need to come up with some classic rock examples when I'm on your show in December. That's right. Steve is going to be on this show in December. I've got him booked, and you're going to be amazed at what Steve has been doing. Now, Steve lives in Southern California. He's a San Diego resident, and all of his real estate that he owns is not in California. The reason for that is California is not as favorable of an investment location as other parts of the country. And Steve understands this because he's a Lifestyles Unlimited member. So he is deploying his capital out of California because he's getting better returns investing where it makes sense for him, as opposed to trying to make it work in San Diego where it doesn't work. All right, let me go back to his email. He says, like the classic Aerosmith album, Permanent Vacation. Yeah, Permanent Vacation. Yep, that's exactly, I mean, that he nailed it right there. Permanent Vacation is exactly what passive cash flow gives you. That's what Steve is telling us. Permanent Vacation. It's kind of cool. You need to try it. Go back to Steve. If you don't get passive income, your life will be on the rocks with no hope for retirement. Okay, Rocks is another Aerosmith album. It happens to be Steve's all-time favorite Aerosmith album. Now, he also sent me a little thing. He says, since you mentioned Rush, which I know is one of his favorite bands, you have to watch the following video of Rush's Spirit of the Radio. And so he sent me a little link on YouTube, and he says, put on your headphones, turn it up loud, and watch these college kids' reactions, especially when the song ends. And then he says this, it's like you said on your show, rock and roll will go on forever and will be loved by generations of fans. As a matter of fact, the link he sent me, it's all these young people, like, you know, I used to be like jamming to Spirit of the Radio. It is awesome. The other thing Steve tells me, because I mentioned I had a Disco Sucks t-shirt. He said in the late 70s, I was a card-carrying member of our local radio DJ club called Dave Dworkin's Disco Destruction and Defamation Club. Hey, rock on, buddy, Steve. Okay, so the reason I share that with you, first of all, it's fun. Second of all, it goes to show you that when it comes to being a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, yeah, our primary focus is on investing. But when you get all your capital deployed and you're just waiting for the mailbox money to come in, you got to entertain yourself with other stuff. I'll tell you what, when I was working in Cubicle Hell, nobody would let me crank up classic rock. No, because that might be offensive to other people, or it might, you know, not match with whatever mood somebody was in. Okay, so you couldn't do that stuff. Matter of fact, they wouldn't even let you wear earbuds because, you know, you had to be there in case the phone rang or the boss called. Well, in my new home, I can classic rock all I want. I can crank it up all I want. And the only one to complain is my wife, Tina. And you know what? She's not going to complain because she's good with classic rock, but really, she's into 80s rock. Yeah, she's one of those 80s rock kind of people. And I'll tell you, the lifestyle is amazing. And it all starts, everything that I've talked to you about today starts with one simple thing. And this is what you need to do. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. I'll say it again, LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. When you get there, sign up for a free workshop. We will show you the introductory steps, and we're going to get you going from there.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.